Good evening, everyone, and welcome to I'm Actually Comics for this January 2nd, 2019. I am alone. I don't know where Bob is. He did not text me back, and I hope he's okay. No, I'm sure he's fine. I have seen him on the internet. I think he may not be in town. So I'm going to do this by myself and without a stack of comics in front of me, which is going to be difficult. So I'm going to use our amazing website, coastcitycomics.com, to look at these comics that we have for sale, and I'm going to tell you about them because I've read a bunch of them and I'm almost prepared. So let's see. First thing, Conan. There's a new Conan series by Jason Aaron, which is very exciting. He cuts things in half and slices things, and it's Conan. It's great. It's the launch of two different Conan series. Next one's coming out, I don't know, a couple weeks from now. There's a Savage Sword series that's coming out on top of this one. But this one is the ongoing. The other one, I think, is going to have reprints and some other stuff. I'm not 100% sure what that's all about. But this one is real good, and it's Conan. You know whether you want it or not. It's not for everybody, but for those people who want Conan, man, this has got it. It's witches and him slicing people in half. Good stuff. Next, a real no-brainer, Immortal Hulk 11. This book has been so good. It continues to be absolutely bonkers. This issue is no exception. It is really, really, really friggin' crazy. He is currently in hell, and it just gets weirder from there. Great. Read it. Walking Dead is out. Who cares? If you're not continuing to read Walking Dead, you know, you're not alone. There's a lot of people who aren't. But, you know, either if I haven't convinced you to read Walking Dead now, you're not going to start. It's issue 187. Empty Man, Detective Comics, Hex Wives, some other stuff. Batgirl number 30 is out. Batgirl series has been getting a lot of juice. People seem to be really digging it, so I'm actually kind of surprised. What else? Yeah, slow picking up on my computer. Heroes in Crisis, number 4. So, I don't know what's going on in this book. And I can't really tell you much more. This issue does not really reveal much more than what we knew already. There's a bunch of crazy shit going on. Harley Quinn's killed a bunch of people. There's a bunch of dead Teen Titans. Or, you know, like superfluous Teen Titans, I guess. Nobody that anybody's really going to miss. So that might actually stick because it's, you know, like a bunch of people that were created pretty much to die. It's been really well written, but this one feels like it's just kind of treading water. So we'll see. It could improve. But next, Man Without Fear, number 1. This is great. So if you've been reading Daredevil, you know that he is no longer alive-ish. He may be alive. We don't know. There was a little beep at the end where it was like, oh, he's dead. He's not. This is a sort of, speaking of in hell, he might be in hell, he might be in his own mind, something, 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 fighting his personal demons in a real sense. Goes through the entire life of Matt Murdock, through all of his different costumes, which is really cool. He's in and out of different weird, like, even wears the 90s black and red costume, which was really cool, the armor costume. It's a weird one. It's fun. And, I was actually super surprised at how good it was. I had only ordered a few of these, really just kind of seeing Daredevil miniseries. You know, you never know. And in this case, much better than I expected. Old Lady Harley, number 3, has a really offensive cover. That's fun. Archie's out, Batman Beyond, Marvel Knights. Again, I don't really know what's happening in this book. It's it's fun. It's a bunch of people just who don't know what is going on. It's a bunch of like superheroes waking up from some sort of amnesia. And basically the Punisher trying to convince everybody that they need to wake up. And this last issue is a little less confusing than the previous few. Marvel Superhero Adventures. Guys, read this book. This is perfect if you have kids, if you know somebody who has kids and you want to get them into comics. Man, Marvel Superhero Adventures is the best. This new one is a Spider-Verse tie-in, so that's going to be super fun for them if they've seen the movie and they want something, but they're too young to get into the regular Spider-Man title. You don't want something where they're just constantly fighting. This is it. This is the one you want. Ah. Sorry, everyone. I'm not used to being the only one talking. It's very strange. Anyway, Uncanny X-Men, number 8. This is the beginning arc of the what's going to be sort of the Age of Apocalypse storyline. Previously, we had when we had the Age of Apocalypse, we had Legion killing Professor Xavier and creating a splinter in the timeline that creates this horrible alternate universe where mutants are in prisons and blah 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 blah. So we get the alternate version of this, which is X-Man basically does the same thing. You'll see in this one, the rift basically starts here. And we're going to be getting a bunch of tie-ins that come off of this that look pretty fun. Oh, yeah. So, Wolverine, The Long Night. I don't know if anybody listened to this when it was out as a podcast. Kind of cool. They did this, I think it was, I don't know, Earwolf or one of those big companies did a Wolverine adaptation, or actually not an adaptation. They just did a straight up audio drama in podcast form called Wolverine, The Long Night. And it is now available as a comic book. So this is a podcast turned comic, which is going to be weird. But I read it. It reads like a podcast, which is weird. It's like, it's paced. You get kind of like tons and tons and tons of narrative. Like, it's a bunch of old men going, I saw something in the woods. There's this guy and he's in a coat and something happens. And then you get Wolverine eventually, which was pretty cool. So if you're into that sort of thing, if you don't have the time for a podcast, just read the comic, I guess. Also, something very cool that's out this week is the new heavy metal. There's a Michael Kupperman piece in that, which is great. If you've missed Tales to Thrizzle, which I have, this is pretty much the only place you're going to get Michael Kupperman stuff for a while, I think. He hasn't been releasing the Thrizzle books at all, so hopefully we'll get more of that at some point. Yeah. So, oh God, Justice League Odyssey. I don't know. Guys, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in that book. They're in space. Azrael's got a weird space costume. They're fighting a lot. I guess Cyborg is like a god now and people are worshiping him. I wasn't digging it. It's not that I really couldn't make heads or tails of it. I just didn't really want to make heads or tails of it, to be honest. So hold on 2 seconds. I gotta keep the cat away from this thing, and I'll be right back. Oh, there we go. I'm back. Sorry, everybody. So Champions number 1, another big one. This is a great book that not a ton of people are picking up on. It is definitely the Teen Titans for Marvel. It's a real, like, it's a real fun kind of book. It's got, like, it's got drama in that, like, kind of surface level CW kind of drama. It's not, the drama is never like life threatening. It's just kind of like, it's still fun. Yeah, you got to read this if you dug like Geoff Johns' Teen Titans. I think it's awesome. Definitely check that one out. So Oh, this is super important. I want to make sure everybody knows that Jughead the Hunger number 11 is out, with Frankenmuth meeting the wolf Jug. Super important moment in comics history. Yeah, you'll never be the same again. That's that book is actually really fun. There's some really, really silly stuff in it. I'm stoked that I live in a world that has Frankenmuth in it. It's ridiculous. So we have also Raven, Daughter of Darkness 11 comes out. Redneck number 18. There's a new Rick and Morty book. New Rumorg magazine is out this week. Runaways, which has been really good. Okay. And Savage Dragon is out this week. Savage Dragon number 241. I just want to real quickly, like I said, I'm by myself, so this is going to go real fast. But Savage Dragon has the what I think is the first modern appearance of Captain Tootsie, the Golden Age Tootsie Roll mascot, fighting Savage Dragon. Guys, I don't know. Ask Eric Larson. That's insane. But just so you know, that's out there. That's out there for people if they want that. Scooby-Doo Team-Up has Big Barda and Scott Free in it. That's fun. Shatterstar number 4. Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi. The Age of Republics series. Those have been really cool. I dig those. I would say that if you're kind of like on the fence about an ongoing, these are really fun for just like grabbing a character that you like and just reading a single one-off story. Pretty fun. Stranger Things, I believe, is wrapping up this week. Maybe there's one more, but Stranger Things number 4 is out. And that continues to have been a fun story that actually has parts that, you know, you didn't get from the actual series, the actual TV series. So read it if that's a thing you like. Titans number 32, we get the history of Mother Blood, not Brother Blood, but Mother Blood, I assume his mom. Her origin is that I don't know, actually. I read it and I still don't really know. Han Solo, Imperial Cadet number 3 is out. Terrifics number 11. Tony Stark Iron Man number 7 is out. Umbrella Academy. And that sexy pig lady, Unnatural number 6 is out. And Wonder Woman is awesome. I am super into this new Wonder Woman series, and I'm also super into DC's new paper quality. I am like, I don't know why, but there's just something about real paper in comics. It's insane that that's something you have to say, but man, super, super digging that crazy, like, actually printed on paper, but, like, glossy in the right places look. It's awesome. And there's a Jenny Frazone cover this week that is not so great. That's really it. This is going to be me. I'm just doing 15 here for you. But make sure you go to CoastCityComics.com. We got all the books from this week available there. You can pick them up. We ship them bagged and boarded. All that other stuff. There's a bunch of toys out. Subscribe to our newsletter. Check us out at Coast City Comics on Twitter and at Coast City Comics on Instagram. Also, this week we're going to be doing the Funbox Monster podcast, and I think we're doing New Year's Evil this week. So check that out. We've almost got the magazine ready to go. We're in the final stretches for the magazine. Hopefully by the end of January, I hope. Let's say end of January, we'll probably have that thing ready. Anyway, that's what we got for you. Thank you so much, and I'll see you next week.